This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Happening on Saturday, Roseburg VA Medical Center with a big special event. Kristen Horton, one of the pharmacists there. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
So what, do you have like some official title?
Pharmacist, staff pharmacist. Yes.
Ah, okay. So talk about what's happening tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow is the DEA Drug Take-Back Day, prescription drugs specifically. We're doing that at the VA facility, hoping to take back the unwanted, unused, expired medications that people may have in their household. We'd like to get it out of their house, off the street, safely disposed of. It's something that we do twice a year. We do it in April. We do it in October. It's a national event, so we're really happy to be participating in it and hopefully seeing the impact of getting those possibly hazardous medications out of people's houses, safely disposed of.
Yeah, the DEA folks began this a long time ago because there's really been an issue with drugs that linger around and then get picked up by people that shouldn't be using them.
Absolutely. This has definitely been very impactful, reducing the numbers of accidental poisonings, specifically with children. Also, intentional misuse of medications, drug diversion. We get those narcotics out of the house. Anything that could potentially be misused, even to the extent of self-harm. And we've made a big difference in those statistics over, this is our 30th event. So it's been since 2010, I want to think, they've been doing this.
Wow. Well, yeah. And I know that sometimes, and as a pharmacist, you can probably explain this much better than I could possibly. When you've got these different prescription medications, they're not all totally good to use forever.
No, absolutely not. They have expiration dates for a reason. Concerns are regarding potency. We can see that diminish over time. There are certain medications that surprisingly become harmful if they're left past their expiration date. And then medications that might be liquids, topicals, there is always the risk of bacterial contamination if it's left past its extended expiration date. So not a reason to keep it, not a reason to use it.
And not just the criminal element, but sometimes people, you know, you see the your spouse's medication that they had and, oh, yeah, that's kind of what I have now, so I'll just take that.
Yeah.
You forget that they had that problem 3 years ago. And maybe you're on something else where your doctor would say, no, don't take that because it's going to counteract something else you're on.
You are so correct. That is absolutely a big issue. People, they self-medicate sometimes. They take it upon themselves to play doctor. And you are right. Interactions are very different with different people's medication regimens. Their sizes are different. Their other organ functions are different. It's just not a one-size-fits-all. So strongly recommend against sharing or using your own advice.
So how long, you said you've been a pharmacist for a long time.
Yes, a long time.
So how'd you get into it?
Started out, way back when, thinking this would be a great way to contribute, help people. Back in the day, pharmacists were known as the most trusted professionals, and I loved the idea of a profession that had integrity and altruism and goodwill, and it's turned out to be very much like that.
And it is something, though, that is not easy to do.
No, it's getting harder. My goodness, the newest pharmacists out there, they're all doctorates of pharmacy. They know so much. Wonderful resources, brilliant people. It's very impressive.
And just being able to go through, and assemble and package everything and all the methodical stuff that you've got to do just right.
Absolutely, every single time.
So what do you like best about it still?
What I like best, you know what? Now it's coming down to the people, both the people I work with and the people I get to interact with. Our veterans, amazing. What a fantastic group of people. It's truly an honor to work with them and for them.
And now has your whole time as a pharmacist been here in Roseburg?
It has been in Roseburg, but predominantly in retail. So I got to know a lot of the fine citizens of Roseburg, and they are also great people.
All right. So if people want to come out and bring some not needed anymore medications. Where do they go in Roseburg tomorrow?
We want them to come to the Roseburg VA campus. Simplest way to do that is going to be coming off of Garden Valley Boulevard, right next to Fred Meyer. Head down that driveway and there will be signs pointing you right to the overhang where the urgent care facility is. We'll have a team of people standing there to take medications from you. Simple, anonymous, convenient. You don't even have to get out of your car. And I think we're doing that 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., so we want folks to be sure and take advantage of that.
And then you're doing this in Eugene, too, right?
We absolutely are. Same time frame. It's on Chad Drive, not very far off the freeway there, where you might be going to the Gateway Mall. Easy to find. Same type of thing. People will be standing there ready to help you take it off your hands and get rid of it safely.
All right, Kristen Horton from the VA. Anything else people ought to know?
Hope to see you tomorrow. I think it's going to be a nice day. Perfect day to get rid of those unwanted expired medications.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
8:37 at the Morning Report.